Welcome to the House Geeks Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. I'm Kirk Duckwall. Joining me is Chad Vandalot, and we are the House Geeks. If you have any questions for us, you can give us a call anytime. 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. You can also check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com. Make sure you follow us on our Facebook page. Just type in House Geeks and for the little house in the glasses. Watch us record most Tuesdays right around the noon hour as well. So today we're going to be talking about real estate misnomers and exaggerations. This can be really frustrating for a potential buyer that's out there, or for a seller in how to prepare to sell their home. Because, you know, if something gets too exaggerated, it can, hurt the quality of a showing. Mm-hmm. So kind of want...
The first exaggeration that comes to mind for me is pictures. And you've probably, if you've listened to the show in the past, you've probably heard us say, pictures tell a thousand lies. And a good photographer can make a bad house look really good. And a bad photographer, an agent with a cell phone and shallow pockets, can make a good house look bad.
Yes, very much so. I think you went out with some clients last night that there was no pictures posted yet online. And you know, honestly, I wish sometimes it was like that, because it's just like, yeah, it's a house. Go look at it. It meets your criteria. It checked the boxes on the criteria. Why not go take a look? Because, you know, seen through the wrong lens, can make a good house look bad.
I'm glad you brought up the lens, seeing through the wrong lens. Well, these photographers have very, very, very expensive lenses and very, very expensive cameras and very expensive editing software. And one of the things that they do is make these homes look a lot bigger than they actually are and a lot brighter than they actually are. They can make these homes look like the sun is... You know, right above the refrigerator, you know, like perfect natural light inside of these houses with a couple sliders on the editing machine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so pictures, be careful of them. Honestly, the best way to look at a home when you're hopping in there is pull up the satellite view, see what it's around, pull up the Google Street View to just get a general idea, and look at the specs. Honestly, unless you see something critically wrong with the property, not the paint colors, not the furniture choices, not how bright or how dark it is, take that out of the equation and just go look at the properties. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Quite often, it's the home that a buyer thinks they aren't going to like that they absolutely love.
And, in this market, which is fast and furious, where homes sell real quickly, some of the best deals I've gotten are when... Two things happen. A house starts out being overpriced, so it sits around a little while and people think there's something wrong with it, and they have bad pictures.
Yep. Or no pictures.
Exactly. Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about the comments. So, you'll see words like cozy. Come check out this cozy home. Well, if you see cozy, look at the square feet and look at where the square feet is located. I've had clients who are like, oh, this one's 1,200 square feet. Let's go check it out. Well, it's 600 above and 600 below. That's a pretty small house. So, if somebody's looking for 1,200 square feet on one level, that's going to actually feel really big versus 1,200 on two level. That's going to feel really small.
Excellent point. And just along that topic, Kirk and I carry laser measures with us. But if your agent does not have a tape, bring a tape with you. And when you find a room that's too small, measure it. Then you know that a 6x8 kitchen is too small for me. So then you can weed those out. And that's to help you. You can weed out the houses that don't work for you, so you're not looking at the wrong ones while the right ones are selling.
Honestly, if you want to save yourself a lot of time, pull out a tape measure at your current place and measure up the rooms and think to yourself which ones are too big or too small or what's the right size, and make note of that. And then when you start looking online, so take those notes, then start looking online and go, okay, well, this bedroom and this house is 8x8 or 8x9, I don't want that, then you can just check that one off. It doesn't matter what the pictures look like. You're just going to make yourself mad, and you might be looking at the wrong house while the right house is selling.
Exactly. Now, we talked about cozy and what that means. What does it mean if I see in the description that I've got a cozy vintage house, Kirk?
Cozy vintage? Well, it probably means original condition. You know, something that... really no updates have been done since the property was built. And we do see those. It's kind of fun sometimes when we see that. And that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. You've got to check out the condition. Recently I was in a Rambler in Mendota Heights, and it was right out of like 1959. Everything, appliances, tile, all of it. And actually for the first time in my career, I went through one that I don't think the furniture or the carpet or anything had changed since the home was built in like 86.
Wow. What Everything. I really like about those 50s homes that are vintage is they've actually been, they've been original long enough where the 50s style has come back, you know?
And yeah, the 80s one wasn't back in style yet.
There was this high-end appliance store next to a place that I frequent, and they sold really, really, really expensive 50s style refrigerators and stoves. And
oh yeah, they're not cheap now. Yeah. You know, it's like a classic car. You want a classic refrigerator.
So cozy, small, vintage, not updated. So know what to expect when you see those.
Yeah,
terms.
Yeah, you see that. Yeah, original condition. You know,
what about if it's vintage and a handyman special?
Run.
That means it's out of date and needs money and or elbow grease.
You really got a handyman special. I don't know exactly. I mean, we do see this in the comments. It basically means there's a lot of little things that may be wrong with it. Honestly, when I hear handyman special, I think of that a handyman got a hold of it and wrecked a bunch of things.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I mean, that's not what it's intended to say. But you do see this. You'll run across a lot of patch repair houses. That's where you'll see comments like needs TLC.
Mm-hmm. Needs, or bring your hammer and nails.
Yeah. Bring your finishing touches. That's another one. Usually when you see any of those comments, needs TLC, handyman special, be prepared. You're going to need to throw either a lot of time at it to fix these things or a lot of money at it. Usually if it warrants those comments, there's a lot there. Mm-hmm. There's enough there that they need to point it out and prepare buyers that there's serious work that needs to be done. Or at least a lot of work that needs to be done.
Yeah, so if you're the type of person that wants to put fresh paint on the walls and maybe floors, yeah, that one might be a little over your head, but...
Let's talk about, like, cash only. If somebody sees that, or if that's even in the agent comments and your agent passes that along. So cash only is exactly that. You need to buy that property with hard money only, right? So it you cannot do financing. If it's financing, the money's got to be pulled somewhere else, and you come up with the cash. That it doesn't need to pass any appraisal, basically is what they're saying. No appraisal. You're going to buy this thing.
So essentially you can read into that the home is currently not in a livable condition. Water pipes broke, leaky roof, extensive mold. Those are some of the common things.
Or it needs to close quickly. Has to close in a couple of weeks. You know, that financing just won't allow for that.
Yep.
We touched on this, but like beds and baths, this is an important one for sellers that don't get, you know, if you have a toilet in the basement and it's just a toilet.
Which we do see all the time.
All the time. Personally, I'm not going to say that it's a two-bath house. You know, I'll just say it's a one-bath house. I'm not going to say two-bath and a quarter because a lot of buyers don't ever read into that. They see two-bath and they think it's two full baths. So in that scenario, I might just say one-bath and then let them realize that there's the potential of creating a new bathroom down there. So
Do you remember that picture? I think I showed it to you. The picture of there was a toilet right next to a washer and dryer. And in between the washer and dryer on the wall, there was a shower head.
Yeah, and we tried to figure out what to call it.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that photo. I believe that's up on the House Geeks.
Yeah, so check out the Facebook page and see the funny videos.
Yes, yes. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I want to get back into some misnomers or exaggerations that agents will make about themselves and how to be aware of that. We'll be right back.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We're experienced in making this process as easy as possible. Whether it is help with pricing your home, assistance in finding movers, or any of the other professionals you might need to get your home sold, we're here for you. Take the worry away by giving us a call today at 612-207-5388. That's 612-207-5388 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Waking up is easy when you look forward to breakfast. Served 7 days a week at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. Try eggs your way with hash browns, bacon, or sausage. There are four delicious varieties of Eggs Benedict that should not be missed. And buttermilk pancakes, waffles, or French toast are always fresh off the griddle. How about a Bloody Mary or screwdriver from the bar? The Downtowner Woodfire Grill is located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking. Or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Are you looking for the smarter way to buy and sell homes? Check out HouseGeeks.com. The HouseGeeks with Bricks Real Estate have the experience, tools, and technology to get you the best value. At HouseGeeks.com, you will be able to download their free home search app, easily set up appointments, or request your free home and neighborhood market assessment. Remember, the HouseGeeks, the smarter way to buy and sell homes.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trust Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Welcome back to the House Geeks Real Estate Show on AM950. Today we're talking about real estate exaggerations and misnomers. First segment, we covered, you know, a lot of the terms that agents will use in the comments and photo exaggerations and beds and bath exaggerations that we see. Not to stay on this one, but with the pictures, you know, that kitchen, like you say, that's 7x9, and they come in with a wide-angle lens. Just make sure that you are checking the specs of the room sizes. Mm-hmm. You're going to save yourself so much time in your search if you do that. Okay, I want to talk a bit about agents and the exaggerations they'll make, things to watch out for. You will see, all sorts of advertisements out there about agents talking about how many homes they sell. And in the multiple listing system, you can have an agent and a co-list agent. And a lot of agents will, you know, have sub agents basically that are doing the legwork. They bring or work directly with the seller, but yet the head agent is the one taking credit for it. Mm-hmm. So quite often, you know, with a team, you will see, you know, a main head figure advertising that I sell X many homes, which, by the way, is no gauge whatsoever of the quality of an agent to a certain extent.
It's a gauge on how well they market themselves.
It's a gauge on how well they, but not the quality that they're going to provide or the service that they're going to provide. I mean, I think there's a minimum number of transactions a agent needs to do to stay current with the market. But then there's also, if one agent truly is handling another amount where it's higher, you know, drastically higher, that they're overworking themselves and they can't provide service. So I think to gauge, you know, who's actually working for you and how much business they're actually doing, to get an idea of what is the service level they're going to be able to provide you. If you get an agent that's on their own solely doing 75 transactions, they're going to be probably running around with like a chicken with their head cut off, mm-hmm. not knowing what's going on. Now, if they have support staff, that can help a lot, and they can then provide good service. But then if they're bringing in sub-agents that are taking that work and they're not actually working with you, well, now you're not really working with that head figure. You're working with that sub-agent. So you really want to understand, if you're working with a team, who are you working with? Or, who, you know, if it's a couple people that you're working with directly, great. But just have an understanding. Understand really what's happening. Mm-hmm. So be careful about agents that talk about how many homes they sell, because it may not be them actually selling them. And like I say, that's not really a gauge of the quality.
Here's another one along those same lines. You and I both came from one of the big box agencies out there. And the big box, or brokerage rather. Mm-hmm. And those big box brokerage like to give their agents awards. And they'll have like five tiers of awards, leadership, master, chairman, president award. And, you know, these agents executive award. I don't even know what any of those mean, but they do like to give them to just about every agent.
Everybody gets an award.
Yeah.
There's a participation ribbon. Doesn't seem to matter.
So, yeah, when it's an award, and especially if the brokerage is associated with that award, kind of take that with a grain of salt, because every agent gets an award at the big brokerages.
Yeah. If you are looking at awards that are given out, look at awards given out by third parties, not the brokerages.
Yeah, by peers or the association or a local magazine. Well, and even those local magazines, you got to be careful because...
buy your award.
Yeah, I got an email the other day saying, hey, we want you to be the feature agent of the month in this magazine. And I thought, oh, great, what an honor. And I sent them an email back and they said, yeah, just give us $280 and we'll send you the magazine with the article in it that you can give to people.
Yeah. My response with those is, I'm happy to write an article, but I'm not paying you any money.
Yeah.
That's what I typically will say. So talking about, you know, number of sales an agent makes, the other thing that is like how fast an agent sells a home. Mm-hmm. Be really careful of that one. Because the first thing that I think of when I hear, my home sold in 2 days for multiple offers and, you know, sold for X amount, $50,000 over asking price. $50,000 over asking, that seems to me like the agent mispriced it. That's a lot to be off by. I mean, that's a big percent. I mean, maybe if it's a $1 million home to be off by, that's a little different. But if you're talking about a $250,000 home and it goes into multiples and sells for $50,000 more, that's a really big percentage to be off by. Yep. And that's so
I've
much.
I've seen two of those this year.
And that may cause appraisal issues. Mm-hmm. So be careful of agents that are using that stat, because that to me looks like a stat that says, I don't know how to do my job. you know, and I've been saying recently in some of my listing appointments that, you know, these stats that agents throw around, I sell X amount of homes. I sold $10 million worth of real estate last year. It doesn't matter. Those stats don't matter. The only stat that really matters is what is the percentage above the market average adjusted price per square foot an agent does. That will show you the quality of how good that agent actually is. Because you can have a great agent that does 12 transactions a year. They could provide absolutely phenomenal service to their clients and do a really awesome job. And you can have a terrible agent that has a team that does, you know, 200 transactions a year and sells for, you know, 7% under that market average. They're, you know, just a listing machine. So be careful about the stats that people are advertising because they're not necessarily what they appear to be. Specialty areas. This is kind of an interesting one. You know, when I see an agent that's like, oh yeah, this is my specialty area. I work Maplewood listings only. How much business do you actually do? You know, now going back to what I said, you don't have to necessarily do a lot of business to be a good agent. But if you're doing three sales a year, you may not have a pulse on the market. Typically, when I see that specialty agent advertising, they're a specialty agent in that, and they're a specialty agent in the suburb next to it, and the suburb next to it. Oh, and they do condos, and they do cabins.
And foreclosure.
The key really comes down, especially if you're like a seller. You know, how many showings are you going to get me in a given amount of time? How do you think, or what are you going to do to get me more showings than the other guy? You know, those are the kind of things that matter. What is the marketing they're providing? You know, when you're talking about a buyer, an agent, you know, what are you going to do to help me with this process to help identify homes that will and will not work and not just be a salesperson?
And how are we going to evaluate the progress as we start going down this road?
So, you know, there's a lot of advertising that's put out there, whether it's, hey, I'm the agent for South Minneapolis, or I sold 500 homes last year, or I sold a home in 2 days for 50,000 over. It's all BS. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that those stats aren't true, but it's not a stat that's really important. It really comes down to the service, you know, and who's actually working with you and can guide you through this process. You know, we dig into a lot of this in our classes. By the time you're listening to the show, we will have done one on Tuesday night and hope to be putting another one together soon. These classes have been getting bigger and bigger, and would like to invite anybody who's interested in coming. It is a free class that we do to really empower yourself to take this major financial decision. You know, even if it's a home buying class and you're looking to sell a home, come. See what buyers are seeing.
Great point.
To understand the other side of the transaction is important, and to understand, because a lot of people are selling, they might be buying too soon, you know. So all right, if you have any questions for us, feel free to give us a call anytime. 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com. Hopefully you found this show helpful to kind of point out things to watch out for as you're getting ready to buy or sell some misleading comments or advertising to just make you a better real estate shopper out there. Take care and have a great week.